I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
In this episode, it's been like 12 weeks since we made one of these podcasts. Frankly, it's good to be back. This is Apathetic Enthusiasm. Hi, Brandon. How are you doing?
Hey, Travis. I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. I put the top button back on, and I was like, no, I don't want the top button. I don't want the top button.
No, we're playing it fast and loose.
Yeah.
Apathetic Enthusiasm.
Hell yeah. Welcome back, everybody. People have been, Travis, I got to tell you, people have been itching for this show to come back.
The public outcry of people that are just like, when will we get another episode of Apathetic Enthusiasm? Yes, I know interdimensional RSS is the breadwinner. It's what pays the bills.
Stop talking about Rick and Morty and let's talk about stuff that interests us. Right? Let's talk about whatever the fuck it is that you guys do on a daily basis. And
by stuff that interests us, it's just the random stuff that comes into your guys' head. Welcome back to Apathetic Enthusiasm. Yes, we have been gone for a while. Some things have changed, but we are making the most of it. And we're glad you're here. We're glad that you downloaded this episode or tuned in on YouTube. If you want to catch up with us, see what we're doing in the random times that we post things, or if you just want to reach out to us and shoot us a note, you can reach us on X at Apathusiast. I am at Jugglemino. I'm gonna be real honest with you, I avoid this website completely. I don't go on it anymore. So you could send me something at Jugglemino. I probably won't see it. I ignore notifications. I will probably delete the app in the next 7 days. But you can find Brandon at Barnyard Cruise. He's very active on it.
So active on it. I post something at least once.
At least once. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/apathetic enthusiasm show. You can email us at apathetic enthusiasm show@gmail.com. Our Instagram is apathetic_enthusiasm. Actually a little bit more active on Instagram probably than any of those other socials. Not actually posting things, but we're just there. And then our website, apatheticenthusiasm.com. You can find video versions, as I mentioned, at youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasm. And if you want to check out some bonuses or check out the post show, just support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm. Big thanks to all the patrons all the way over there.
Shout out to all of you.
Shout out to both of you. All right, let's get into our first topic, which is semi pertinent. No, that's the whole show.
That's it. Let's talk about something interesting, Travis. This is our first episode. This is the first episode.
Last week was so loud from your audio that I couldn't post the post show on Patreon. And then you're like literally yelling into the microphone this episode.
Yeah, sorry about that. Travis.
Just every time you talk, I just adjust the volume down on your levels a little bit further.
Is that right?
No, I stopped doing that after the social media stuff.
Oh, okay. Tell us what you've been up to, Travis, because as you pointed out, 12 weeks or so of Rick and Morty podcast stuff. Our AE listeners have been clamoring to know the scoop.
Are they clamoring?
Well, the four people at work who listen to the show.
I guess a few things have been going on. I am on an extended temporary assignment with work, so to speak. So I have I am traveling. I guess you could say for the first time ever, I don't know, like in at least close to 20 years, I'm living in a lifestyle that is somewhat like bachelor-esque, right? Like where like I'm away from my family. There's a lot going on with my family at home, so I'm very active with keeping up with what's going on there. But like day to day, I go to work, I come back to my little like studio apartment type thing that I got going on here. I am going to the gym more.
Oh,
getting swole. Nah, it's just getting old. But trying to continue moving and functioning as a human being. And then like having to like cook for myself and do all those things, like, and just like, and then you do all that and you're like, okay, now what? Nobody's come up to me and asked for help with homework or
nobody needs
anything fixed. I don't have a lawn to mow.
What to do?
Let me see if I can figure out what this PlayStation does, I guess. I don't know. It's obviously I'm still playing Lurkana. Like I'm not gonna give that up just because I'm traveling. I've been to 3 tournaments in the 2 weeks since I've been here. So that's been great.
Being on those extended trips where you're just by yourself, you know, like what the, I'm going to use this time. I'm going to learn a new hobby. Productive.
I'm going to learn a new language.
Everything is going to be great. I'm going to figure out how to sculpt. I'm going to be a sculptor by the time this trip is over. And then by day 2, you watched a couple of YouTube videos and then you said, nah, not going to happen. I'm going to go to sleep.
I was like, I need to start eating healthier because and no fault of my family's, but it's just so much easier when like the kids are like, man, we really want to go get like fast food. And I'm like, yeah, I guess that would be easier. Like, and then like I have the worst sweet tooth ever. So if there is any sort of like candy or anything in my house, I'm just like every time I walk past it, I'm like grabbing a piece, you know, all these things. So I was like, I'll just like not have candy around. And I'll like not, and then of course, like within a week, my wife sends me a whole box full of candy, which I love her. Like this is awesome. Like she like dressed up the box so it looked all like Halloweenish and stuff. So a bunch of trick or treats in there. But yeah, it's just like, I'm gonna eat healthy. I'll do meal prep. And I did that for the first week, and then after like 4 days of like chicken, rice, and vegetables, I was like, I need to meal prep better than this. I need better foods. I get what you're saying about like you start into it, you're feeling so motivated to you know, like make the most of the time. And then by like 2 weeks in, you're like just sitting on the couch playing MLB the Show.
I should get up and do something, but I've got 2 more innings and then in 3 more games in the series.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting my path to the show with my custom character. I gotta do good at training camp so I can make it to a good team. Oh, I've never owned a PlayStation and don't even know which buttons are triangles. So when I'm trying to throw from shortstop to first base, I completely bungle that, and now I'm a minor league pitcher for the Yard Goats. You know, normal stuff.
Just the normal stuff. That's the thing that whenever I play the show, which is very rarely because I don't want to play the show. Baseball games are not interesting to me. But
he says as he has the World Series on another screen.
I said baseball games.
Anytime he looks away, it's because he's looking at the Dodgers.
Yeah, just so everybody knows. Down right there.
Oh, okay. It's that right
way,
below me.
Yeah, that way I can.
That way you can look at it, yeah. And it looks like you're looking at the screen, but you're just looking.
Yeah,
at
the Dodgers. Like right now I'm looking at you, Travis, but Shohei Ohtani is up to bat, so I can see. Oh, and another ball. There's another ball. Anyways,
wide and outside.
What I don't like about it. Oh no, sorry. And the video games have not appealed to me except Baseball Wars. But last time I played the show was with Matt Sizemore, and I just don't know how to play the outfield. And I know which base to throw it to, but my brain thinks this way. My finger does something different, completely different. And the same thing with running. Like when I do bat and then I'm on base, I'm like, okay, I know I should steal right. Okay. No. Go back, come back, come back, come back, come back, come back. Oh, now all of them are running. What the fuck?
I did that in like my third game where I was playing it, and I was like rounding second. And I was like, oh, no, I solid double. I'll stop here at second. But why is he trying to go to third? Oh no! Oh no! Why? Now he's in a pickle. Like, what's going on? Oh, he got tagged, and it's like minus points for bad decision making. And I was like, it's not bad decision making. I just don't know what the controls are.
I just got some really bad hand-eye coordination when it comes to baseball. Yeah, that's absolutely. All. That's all.
But yeah, so I mean, you know, I'm settling into a new normal for a few months, and then learning all kinds of cool stuff at work and doing fun things there, and being in a new place is always interesting because you get to kind of go explore a little bit and see, you know, what the cool new stuff around is.
Yeah.
Mostly that's just been card and game stores for me, but. But yeah, I've found several.
That's really cool. And you're topping all of the tournaments out there, right?
I don't know about all that.
Coming in top 10 for each one of them you've been in.
Yeah. Well, so it is the month of set championships or store championships, depending on who you talk to. This is where towards the end of each Lorcana set. They have promotional cards at local game stores. If they have a regular competitive scene there, you can get exclusive promo cards, and the top two players get exclusive play mats for winning in this tournament. Never done particularly well in these tournaments. Back in Oklahoma, I'm usually about middle of the pack. In both of the ones that I'd played in, I played in one earlier in the month, and again was kind of middle of the road out of the almost 30 people that played. So I thought, all right, coming out here, let's see what the scene is. Let's see how competitive it is. And the first store I went to, I had to drive close to an hour to get there. And I show up, I'm ready to play, and they're like, well, we've got 6 people, and the minimum is 8. So we may not be able to start this tournament. And I was like, oh, like top 8 gets prizes. So like normally I'm competing to get into the top 8 so I can get the promo card. And I was like, if 8 people show up, we just auto win. Like if we're basically just playing for the playmats. And they had like a Facebook group for that community. And they're like messaging all these people like, we need 2 people to come right now and come play in this tournament. I think we started close to an hour late, but 2 people did show up. We ended up playing. I was like middle of the pack in that tournament as well, but because it was best of it, like the top 8, and I was in the eight of eight. I think I got 6th or something. Yeah, I got the promo card, and I was like, yay, I got the thing. Like, my son was super excited, but I was kind of like not excited about it because I was, it was like default. I didn't earn it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So then a couple days later, I went back for their normal league tournament, which was almost all the same people. There was, again, 8 people participating, and I got second in that one. Huh. So I was like, all right, if this had been 2 days earlier, I would have won a playmat. Weird. All right. I played the mostly same deck. I did make some changes to my deck. I don't know if that was a difference maker or not, but I also played completely different people, like in the 3
I don't know. I don't know, so, if that made, I don't know if that made a difference.
But one of the people I played got second in the tournament on Sunday or Saturday, and I beat him in the first round. So it's just, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird how these things go. So yeah, anyway, yeah. This last weekend, I went to a store. I think there were 18 people total, like very competitive, like store. Like everybody there was very much like serious about playing Lorcana.
Yeah.
And I do my scoping out, right? When I check out these stores, I like check out their Facebook pages or their Instagram pages, see like what's the general vibe. Like, does it look really creepy? Like I shouldn't go there alone, yeah, or something.
Is it clean? You know, are there transients hanging out in the store? There's like cots and stuff with, and like there's somebody giving slop out. They're like, ah, yeah, at food kitchen.
Picture of just books on fire in the background or something. I don't know. So, which oddly enough, I went to a store on Sunday that was pretty close by. And they were advertising that they had Lorcana on Sundays, and I go in there and I walk in again. Don't know anybody, don't know the scene at all. And this one guy just kind of looks at me like, "Who are you and why are you here?" And I was like, "You got Lorcana going on Sundays?" He's like, "Oh yeah, we have that listed, but no one ever shows up." So I was like, "Okay. See ya." And I was like, it was in kind of a dicey part of town. So I was just,
yeah,
like, yeah, I'm not upset by this news. So anyway, this the tournament I went and played in, I had been looking on their Instagram page, and they post like the winners of all of their regular tournaments and stuff. They like take pictures of like the top two or whatever like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's at those food challenge places where they're like, I ate 50 pounds of brisket.
Yeah, here's a bumper sticker,
right?
An ambulance to the nearest emergency room,
and a playmat.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the same guy was like in the top two or the winner of their tournaments, like over and over and over again. I just saw this guy over and over, and sure enough, out of the 18 people, randomly paired against that one guy that I saw in all the Instagram posts that like won all of their tournaments. That was the first guy I played. And yeah, he beat me. Like that happened. Which is fine. But then I had some better games and ended up officially 8th place going in and made it into the top 8 officially by like earning a spot. And then played my first top 8 match and lost. And I ended up getting 7th overall in the tournament. Got a second promo card. But that one I felt better about because I actually like earned it. So
okay.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. So there you go. That's the Lorcana update. New set comes out in 2 weeks and I'll be insufferable once again.
Can't wait to welcome back everybody to Apathetic Enthusiasm, where
Travis talks about Lorcana for 20 minutes.
Half of the episode is Travis's Lorcana experiences. No,
you asked me what I've been doing. That's meal prep and Lorcana. That's it.
No, I'm happy for it. I'm happy for you that you have found a thing that can keep you occupied. Occupied and, you know, keep you busy. The thing we're talking about with this, it's the melancholy of I should be doing something, but there's nothing. I gotta get up, I gotta change my underwear, I gotta go out on the town, like damn it.
I'll just
watch the penguin.
Like a few months ago when I went to that class and I was gone for like 6 weeks away from home, I had people that were in school with me and I'd go and hang out with classmates occasionally, but there was still plenty of time where like I would spend a whole Saturday and like not really even leave my hotel room. I just watching TV or, you know, like do laundry, like normal stuff like that, but just like kind of like hanging around. And I think that experience really for me made me more intentional with this experience to be like, I need to create things for myself that force me to leave the confines of my room, because otherwise it's just going to feel longer. It's going to feel lonelier and all those things. So
yeah,
going to the gym like at least 5 times a week is, yes, it's a thing that I want to get in better shape and I want to feel healthier and all of those things. But at the same time, it's like, that's a whole hour where I'm not in my room where I can, you know, it, when I'm at home, it's one of those things where I'm at work all day and then I have like a 40-minute commute. So then by the time I get home, like the idea of adding an hour onto that to like go to the gym is like, that's taking time away from my family.
It's exhausting, you know?
Yeah. But here it's like, that's an opportunity to not sit on the couch and stare at, you know, TV or something.
Yeah. So yeah. Travis, how much weight have you lost?
I have no idea. I have not stepped on the scale the whole time.
Oh, you're not gathering your KPIs, your key performance indicators.
I would not say I'm not measuring data.
Okay.
In terms of just capturing how many reps and how much weight for each rep I'm doing in a given session, in a very highly technical notes app sort of way. I just have a note on my phone. I came out with a workout plan in possibly the nerdiest way possible. Did I tell you about this before?
Yeah. ChatGPT.
Oh yeah, that's right. We talked about it in the post show.
That's right. Never
posted because the audio is so bad. So I use ChatGPT to create like a 5-day workout plan. And then I'm just doing as much weight as I can that feels comfortable for the number of reps I can do, which feels really low at times because there's just certain muscles I never use. But you know what? That's fine. And that's... for the audio listeners, Brandon pointed to his brain in an attempted insult towards Travis. I'm not insulted, Brandon. I use my brain all the time. I got 7th place in a Lorcana.
Damn it.
But yeah, no, I'm just kind of keeping track of how much weight I'm able to do so that I can know a week later when I go back to do that again. What I did before and make sure that I'm, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to be checking like a scale every day because that feels like I'll get frustrated. And I also know that I'm not necessarily trying to lose weight as much as I would like to lose fat and reorganize the weight. So if I gain muscle, great. That's not necessarily going to translate into huge changes on a scale. But I'm doing a bunch of cardio and stuff too.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Yeah. So you've lost about 20 pounds is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. 20 pounds in 2 weeks. Safe and effective weight loss.
your meal prepping is just you not eating.
I haven't eaten anything in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're looking a little mite peckish.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Well, what about you, Brandon? What have you been up to? It's been 10 weeks. We've done nothing but talk about Rick and Morty, the anime, and then talk to each other on post shows behind a paywall. What's been keeping you busy?
Yeah. You know, I've been doing I've been doing some stuff. I went to the NoFX the last three shows of NoFX ever, supposedly. Super interesting, super fun. It was super fun. I have a bruise still that won't go away. It's not the bruise is not there, but the scar tissue from whatever I hit in the pit is still there. But that was really, really cool. Bought way too much in merchandise. And
Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah. So I did that. But guess what, Travis? My office is pretty small. I didn't have any place to put it, but I have a garage. And one of the things I did was free dump day over in my city. I cleaned out the garage, borrowed my dad's truck, took a bunch of shit to the dump so I could start preparing my garage to be like another little hangout living space. And then when I realized, like, okay, how do I drywall? Do I know anybody? Will anybody drywall for me? Like, well, let me see if I can figure out how to drywall stuff. And so I rearranged my garage a little bit. I went to Lowe's.com, ordered 6 sheets of a drywall. And yesterday I figured out how to drywall at least part of my wall. And then I decorated that part. and so I haven't shown you the picture, but
You just put raw drywall up and then just put stuff up on the wall, like just on the raw drywall? Like you didn't like paint it or prime it?
Yeah,
or, like,
yeah. Because it's not going to be there long term, because what I want to do is I want to make my garage soundproofed as well, so I can move my drums and I can move all my instruments in there. That way it could be a jam space. That's really what I wanted to do.
All right.
So I know that I'm going to take that drywall down at some point in time to insulate it. So that's why I'm not painting it or doing any mud or anything like that.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. How does it get pretty hot in that car hold?
It does. Yeah. Yeah. So I had this thought earlier today. Actually, I have a standing AC unit, and there is a vent that I figure what I can do is make a little chute, attach it to the vent, and then, okay, and drywall around it. And
you could just get some, what do they call that?
Duct. Ducks,
some, duck, some ducks.
Ducks.
You could just get some ducks.
Quack, quack, quack,
straight,
quack,
straight
quack.
At your straight at your crotch while you're drumming, so that it keeps it cool.
Yeah, heck yeah, heck yeah. So I did that. That was cool. I'm glad I did that.
I'm trying to pull up your picture here. Let me see here.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at this fine craftsmanship. Oh my goodness.
For the audio listener, Travis isn't looking or showing it on camera. He's actually looking at it on his phone, and I'm looking absolutely at him. Look at it.
I'm not going to share this. No. Also, I look so short in our video because I'm sitting in this like weird chair. So I'm like not in frame. Let's see if we...
Oh yeah, that looks good. That's good.
Hey, look at that. Look at that. Okay.
Let's see. You
pay no attention to the fact that the background didn't move. That's not important.
You mentioned baseball. As you know,
baseball.
A couple other things I've been up to recently. Rounding the bases brought rounding the bases back for just a World Series of specials. Blech. And right now the Yankees are playing against the Dodgers, first time since 1981.
Two underdogs that have never really seen success in the majors.
Nope.
But finally, you know, pulled up from their bootstraps against all adversity and piles of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So happy for you, Brandon. Not at all bitter or jealous. Anyway.
Yeah, Will Smith is up to bat right now. And there's three runs on base.
Maybe he'll slap it out of there.
Get your ball out of my stadium. So rounding the bases, Robbie and Matt. I was like, hey, let's talk about Dodgers baseball. They're both Dodgers fans. And so the first episode we were going to record together, and then last minute, Matt was like, oh, I can't do it. And Robbie and I were already ready to go.
You asked for it.
So we're like, I'm not doing this now. We're going to do it now. So the first episode is just me and Robbie talking to each other. We talked about Killers of the Flower Moon for a long time. And then,
you know, typical baseball podcast type stuff. Yeah.
And then last night, we actually got Matt to record. So, there isn't going to be a new Rounding the Bases with Matt and Robbie where I don't talk nearly as much. That'll be coming. So that was cool. But the whole thing with the Rounding the Bases and me wanting to bring it back just for the World Series was, I'm in LA and all my friends like the Dodgers. And I was tracking that they had just beaten the Padres, right?
Yeah, that's weird. Wonder. Anyway, let's move on.
they just beat the Padres, and they're gonna start playing the Mets, right? So, yeah. Local Dodger Stadium's out here, pretty local to me.
Pretty local in Los Angeles.
And so one day after work, definitely after work, and not in the middle of the work day, yeah. For PTO, we were like, let's go to a Dodgers game. And I was like, Chelsea wouldn't want me to go to a Dodgers game. I just went to No Effects. She stopped YOLOing is what she says. And they're like, come on, Brandon,
stop YOLOing.
Yeah.
Kudos, Chelsea.
Come on, Brandon. Like, fuck it. All right, let's go. So went to the Dodgers game. It was sunny. It was warm. Our seats were in the outfield. They were just bright in the sun. And I was like, man, I didn't prepare for this. I need a hat. So what I did, and I think this is game two of the Mets, went to the team store to get a Dodgers hat so I could sit in the sun, drink beer. I'm waiting in the line. The line's super long, and like, okay, I'm like kind of in the middle. It's backing up behind me. The front of the line's not moving whatsoever. Somebody, one of the cashiers, whatever, comes out and like, our system's down. Actually, it's been down for about a half an hour. We don't know when it's going to come back up, but you can wait if you want, but we just don't know when it's going to come back up. Okay. So I'm waiting. And I see people like, F this. And they get out of line. I'm getting closer to the front. They get out of line. Eventually I'm at the very front and I'm like, well, it's already been 40 minutes. I'm not getting out of this fucking line now. I am going to wait here until I get a damn hat. And then so I texted Jeff. I said, hey, bring me a beer. Bring me my beer. And then Jeff hung out with me at the front of the line and we drank beer there. I could see the game. It was on all the TVs around there.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. YOLO.
So by the end of the sixth inning, they finally opened it up. They're like, okay. I went in, got my hat. Jeff got some merchandise, and then the system went down again. We left, and it was shady by the time I got to sit down in those seats.
And the sun had gone down, and the moon had come up. Yeah. Long ago, someone had left with
the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
The Dodgers,
which everyone knows is the trophy you get for winning Major League Baseball.
Yep. And in the batter award, the Heisman. Yeah, we lost that game. What I think it was, and this is what we figured out about the Dodgers losing games, is if I'm not watching or paying attention, that's when the Dodgers lose. That's what we figured out, because I was waiting in that line. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of pressure, Brandon.
No, it is.
The fact that you had to watch all of those games all season for them to even make the postseason.
No, it's just a postseason
it's
thing.
It's just your burden to bear.
It's just a postseason curse that I have.
Well, I'm glad you're able to watch them now as we record, so that the last game I watched was actually the Dodgers game. It was the one where they eliminated the Padres, and that was the last baseball game I watched. I officially moved on from baseball, other than just commenting boo every time you mention the Dodgers in our chat. That's pretty much I've squarely moved on to the basketball season in which
the
Oklahoma City Thunder currently 3-0 starting the season, and
they're almost
one of only
they're almost only as good like, as the Lakers right now, right?
They're higher than the Lakers in the power rankings right now.
Oh, really? Because the Lakers were 4-0, weren't they?
I don't know. Well,
I mean, four is higher than three.
Yeah, but it's just because you've played more doesn't mean you're a better team.
Yeah, that's
that just
exactly
means
what it
the
means.
Schedule looks different.
Four is better than three.
Here's the important statistic to note is the Thunder are one of only like eight teams that have won their first three games by 15 points or more. And if they win their fourth game by 15 points, then they're like one of like two teams, I think, in history to have ever done that. So,
wow. What was the other team to do that? The Celtics?
I don't know. I stopped reading and went back to work.
The Lakers?
let's just talk about LA sports the whole time.
That's the other than football, you know, I've got the Dolphins, you know, the Dolphins that's sucking a butt. So
I don't love the fact that I have to that I am now technically a fan of an LA sports team in the Los Angeles Chargers, and they have to like be proud of the other LA sports teams so that like when the Dodgers do well, the Chargers social media is like, congrats to our fellow Los Angeles team, the LA Dodgers. And I'm like, they just beat the Padres. How dare you? How dare you? Know your roots. Know where you come from, Chargers.
So, the San Diego Chargers of Los Angeles.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what they should be called. Anyway.
There's an important holiday coming up this week.
That's right.
It is, of course, spoopy season. We were so busy watching our favorite anime, Rick and Morty, the anime, that, you know, we didn't really get a chance to talk too much about, you know, scary movies or things like that. Like, I don't know, have you been getting in the spirit, so to speak, with some Halloween horrors?
We haven't been getting into the spirit as much this year. We did watch some Joe Bob this last Friday while the Dodgers were playing in the World Series, and they got that history making grand slam, walk off grand slam. I wanted to mention that real Ooh. Quick. By the way, my friend Justin was seeing ELO that night. And when that happened, everybody at the concert for the opening band was just chanting Dodgers, Dodgers, Dodgers. Poor Rooney. Anyways, Late Night with the Devil, that we watched that. We watched that movie with Dasmalchian. I don't know if you've seen it or heard about it.
I think you do. You know that I haven't seen it or heard about it.
Well, no, I don't know if you have heard about it. I know you haven't seen it.
What's it called?
Late Night with the Devil.
Late Night with the Devil.
Yeah. So it is a very, very good movie. The plot of it is it takes place in like the 70s during the height of Johnny Carson, 70s, 80s. And Dasmalchian is a late night TV host who is like suffering in the ratings, and this is his last chance to really make a dent in Johnny Carson. And so he tries to talk to a little girl who's possessed by a demon. And what's really cool about the movie is it's all shot like a late night talk show. It feels exactly like that for a lot of it. There is like some every once in a while, like documentary kind of behind the scenes things, but it's just really well done. And Dasmalchian is fantastic in it. So I recommend it because it's not super gory or super creepy. Well, no, it is. It's good.
Okay. Yeah. I will be not participating in my traditional Halloween traditions of, slogging around my neighborhood while my kids get free candy. that I will eventually take a dad tax from. So I figure, I mean, I guess the best alternative for me is to watch some sort of spoopy movie. But you know, I'm not like super into horror. So it's like I got to find like that sweet spot of like,
just,
I don't know.
Just do Treehouse of Horrors. You know, just watch the first six or seven.
That's kind of a great idea.
Yeah. Watch the first, seven, eight Treehouse of Horrors. What I'd also recommend is there was a Treehouse of Horror last year or the year before that was really, really good. It felt like
a couple years ago. The one with like the 3D, like VR type space or something.
It was
messaged me about that one.
It was a return to form. They did like a Babadook episode or not was that an entire episode? No, they did a Stephen King's It entire episode. They did a segment of like the Babadook for Treehouse Horror. It was really good, and I do highly, highly recommend it.
Treehouse of Horrors, that's right in my alley, actually. Yeah. That'd be good for
me. And I know you have Disney Plus, so
it's true. You know I do. I did start Agatha All Along. Right after I got here, I got about four or five episodes in. So I'll probably just, roll through the rest of that.
How is that? Because I feel like I want to watch it, but every time I sit down, I'm like, I don't want to watch it right now.
It's far more musical than I had expected.
Oh.
There's a song that's kind of a reoccurring theme throughout and is kind of tied into the whole theme of the series. There are a few mysteries that I have obviously this has all been revealed for people that have actually watched the series, but I've avoided spoilers for the most part on what, but I have an idea of who certain characters might be. So I'm curious to like kind of finish it just to see if that ends up being the case. It's all right. But I think Marvel is kind of in a weird spot right now where like, I don't know if it's an oversaturation of content or it's just like the newness is worn off. And so a lot of these things that are coming out, it's just like, it's good.
Yeah.
But it's not like everybody stop what you're doing because we're going to have a conversation about this show WandaVision was kind of one of those things that really surprised people with how good it was. And not everything is held up to that standard.
Yeah. The show I've been watching on my own is Uzumaki a little bit, but and there's only four episodes of that. So I fell asleep to the fourth episode last night. I kept waking up and be like, what the fuck is going on? Close my eyes. We'll open them up. What the fuck is going on? Close my eyes. The penguin is six episodes in. I don't know if have you watched any of
not,
it yet?
Not a single second of it, but it's been highly recommended to me, and it's something that I think I might just, when I have some downtime, I'm kind of waiting for like a long weekend or something where my schedule's thrown off and I just have a bunch of time to just be like, let's binge watch a series. I didn't do that this weekend because obviously the Disney Lorcana Challenge in Seattle, Washington was live streaming. So I was watching a lot of Lorcana content.
Of course.
Obviously don't want to miss that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, maybe next weekend. Maybe next weekend I'll start the thing.
This week was the sixth episode. It is really super, super good, man. Kristen Milioti, Christina, I apologize. I know you're a fan of the show and I just butchered your name, but, she's fantastic as, the Falcone daughter, Sophia Falcone. She's really, really good. Of course, our favorite Irish guy as the Penguin, does a phenomenal job, and he's in that suit nonstop, and he emotes so well. He is just, dude, It is a good
Colin Farrell
show.
Is a good actor. Like, yeah, it's he. Yeah, he gets a bunch of guff. But Kristen Milioti. There's three eyes in there.
Oh, Milioti.
Milioti.
Okay, so okay, I kind of had it right the first time. Kristen Milioti. Okay, Milioti. Milioti. Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard very good things about The Penguin. I definitely need to check it out.
Yeah. So. And I think the only other thing I've been doing, I was playing Brotato a lot, which is another one of those, auto shooter type of games. I beat that.
I just looked it up and I just see this little, like, he looks like an egg with two guns and a bandana.
Yeah. Those types of games are really good when I'm like, I don't know what else I want to do. Let me just do an auto shooter and like turn my brain off for 30 minutes at a time.
It's weird because like now that I'm not here with my family, I feel like I have guilt-free time to play video games where like there's if I've fed and cleaned myself and all of the things are done, like, yep, I could just turn on that PlayStation and burn 6 hours doing whatever I want. And then I'm like, I'm still wrestling with that like feeling of like, that's a waste of time.
Yeah.
So like, as much as I like, I literally put off playing Star Wars Outlaws as much as I wanted to, because I was like, nope, I'll do that when I'm not with my family. So then I can not feel bad about it.
Yeah.
And then like, I've only played it for a couple hours, like since being here. Cause I was like, I don't know. Do I want to start it up? Because I feel like once I do, I'm gonna get sucked in.
Yeah,
yeah.
Another game that I played. I actually bought New World Eternum. It was a Amazon. It was like the Amazon original game. I think it came out for PC originally, but then they were doing it for Xbox and and stuff now. So I was like, you know, it's an MMO, but it has a single player element to it, so it's not too bad. But I've been enjoying it well enough. Kill some time here and there, do some crafting, chop down some trees, harvest some stone.
Yeah, I think I'll bounce back and forth. Oddly enough, like the only reason I downloaded MLB The Show is because it was one of like the free games on my PlayStation Premium or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's like, I don't typically like watching baseball on TV. I like going to baseball games, but like playing a baseball game, like that's like the right level of casual enough to where I'm like, yeah, I'll just throw some pitches. I'll take some at bats.
Yeah.
Occasionally have to field something and play one game, maybe two, and then I'm out. Like, no big deal. I just quick and easy 5-minute adventure. next thing you know, I'm doing face scans so I can create my custom character for my road to the show. You know, all that. So, but it's one of those things that like I can casually jump into, and plus it was free. So I was like, whatever, I'll just play that for a little bit.
Yeah.
I know tons of people are playing the college football game still, the NCAA. Somewhat appealing. I don't see myself buying a Madden game necessarily.
Right.
So this is fine.
Yeah, I've been playing the NCAA college football, and been playing with we're doing the dynasty mode. So I'm playing with Sizemore and one of his coworkers. And so it's interesting because I think for football games where I'm like, I get it. And I focus so much on it for so long that I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm done. I burned myself out on it. But with the dynasty, like you go in there, you play your game. We also do recruiting, and then, well, you're done. And now it's like, okay, come on, Matt. Come on, Tyler. Please advance. Please play your game so I can play again.
Oh yeah.
You know? When you're dependent on other people to do their progression, that's tough. Yeah.
But it kind of helps the absence makes the heart grow fonder type thing. The absence of being able to play makes me want to play it more.
That's fair. That's a good point.
So it's kind of helped me like look forward to logging on to the Xbox, getting into the EA, logging in and be like, okay, did we advance? Or just texting Matt and saying, advance. Please play your fucking game.
You're just at the point now where you just type ADV and hit send. And that's just like, you're just pinging him like, I don't care that you're at your job. Call in sick. I need to advance.
Hurry the F up. But those are the kind of things that we've been up to. What have you all been up to? Please send us a tweet over on X at Apathusias.
Obviously, like one other thing is looming in our nation, so to speak. We are like 8 days as of this recording from a national election. I'm watching a lot of coverage, which isn't probably good for my mental health. But I'm trying to remember. Did you did a live stream for the last presidential election, right?
That's right. Yeah. Is that correct? Election night of the living dead. Yeah.
Is that something that you intend on doing again?
I mean, it should be something I intend to do again. It should be something I do again. It's not that hard to set up. I just got to spend a little bit of time working on it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to need distractions.
Okay.
I may go out that night and play Lorcana if there's a tournament happening, because Tuesdays there's tournaments that finding the spots.
Sure, yeah. Of course.
But I don't know. We'll see when I get back. Maybe I can guest spot for a few minutes or something if you'll have me.
Yeah, of course.
Just to not be sitting there staring at the big map waiting for the returns to come in.
Okay. Maybe I'll work on that this weekend. Put something together, and then we'll do that. Put that, go over on our YouTube and do some election night of the living dead coverage.
Yeah, yeah,
easy. In the
public domain.
I love me some public domain films. Right on. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
That's also my wife's birthday. I should probably call her that day.
I also have a therapy appointment that day. So my therapist both likes the Yankees and not the Dodgers, and he is not going to vote for Kamala.
All right, everybody, that's a show. I mean, you may want to. Anyway, that's post show content.
All right, he says, you know, who cares what the Puerto Ricans in that trash island say.
Comments of apathetic enthusiasm are not necessarily the comments.
Did you see that comedian that said that stuff?
Yeah. Yes, I did. Yeah. That was Tony, what's his name?
Henchman.
Kill Tony. A competitive podcast. We are just slightly different in our download numbers.
Slightly different.
He is a roast type comic, right? Like he frequents those types of roast shows. I mean, a very popular podcaster,
yeah,
and a comedian. And I think it's interesting. Comedians, stand up. I've watched a lot of stand up comedy. I've watched a lot of like commentary about stand up comedy. And I think I just saw a video the other day where John Mulaney was talking about how, I think John Mulaney was referencing Nate Bargatze talking about how comedy in the wrong context just sounds like a mean speech, right? Because like it's just a bunch of people up there hating on different groups of people or making fun of businesses or other things that people enjoy. But it's all to get a laugh, right? And a lot of comedians feel like no topic is off, you know, or not allowed if it's going to get a laugh, right? And that's how a lot of comedians feel. I think the context when people don't know what to expect, or if you're performing in the wrong environment, suddenly you can't get away with that, right? Like if you're giving a speech at a school for underprivileged kids, like maybe you shouldn't do your blue material, right? If you're doing a benefit for, people that are, homeless or something, like maybe alter your joke choices a little bit. And if you're at a gigantic political rally in New York City at Madison Square Garden that you know is going to be covered by all of the media, I don't know, maybe say different things. I will say, people that have never heard of this comedian before know who he is now.
Yeah.
So, again, don't agree with anything he said, or even the fact that he was there. But people certainly are talking about him today. For people that subscribe to the no bad publicity set of beliefs, he's probably not too upset about it, honestly.
Yeah,
and he's not the one running for president.
So. Yeah, I think that's the key right there, right? Yeah. For him, he got publicity on the world stage, and now people who didn't know who he was now know who he is. But he's not running for president. He has nothing to lose. He had only had everything to gain by being there. But the Vance and Trump campaign, they have stuff to lose by insulting Latinos and Puerto Ricans. I saw a real quick Jeselnik video where he's talking about and Jeselnik, one of those comedians that is known for being biting and kind of that.
Yeah, it's really shocking and willing to say, really off-putting things to try and get a joke.
Yeah, and his the video was him saying, it's exactly what you're talking about. It's the context. It's in the comedy store. It's you want people to leave with a laugh. That's what makes it art. If people are leaving with a laugh, that's what you want. And this guy was not leaving people with a laugh.
And he wasn't getting laughs for some people might have been laughing, but there was a lot of people there that were like, he wasn't killing like in terms of, using comedian type terms.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff was bombing a little bit.
The best joke he had was, look, I don't usually follow the national anthem. Like, that's good. That's good. But also you just insulted Puerto Ricans.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's one more week.
That's apathetic political cast.
That's actually, we're going to start our spinoff podcast where we just really dig into the deep political commentary of the day. Our guests will be, we're not doing that. That's not what we do here. That's what we say for the podcast post show over at patreon.com/apathetic enthusiasm, which we are about to go record right now. So if you want to see the post show, head over to our Patreon. You can sign up and get access to all the post shows right away. So Brandon, thank you for doing this episode with me. It's nice to have pre-planned topics or anything that we have to do and just kind of chat about things. So let's do it some more in the post show. And until next time, I'm Travis.
I'm Brandon. See you guys later.
Bye.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.